Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go straight up to Pete Doherty at the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com because, Pete, we could just blow hot air here all day, but the big story is where you are, and that has to do with a certain quarterback and maybe a decision that's made today. But as you know, and most people at home know, we don't get a chance to talk to Mike McCarthy today. Do you think we'll know today what's going on with Rodgers?
I guess, my guess is word will leak out. I mean, I'm pretty sure, strongly suspect, they probably knew yesterday. I mean, Pat McKenzie can look at those scans and tell whether Rodgers is healed enough and he can play. You know, they wanted to send it out to other experts smartly, you know, make sure you didn't miss something, make sure, you know, guys that you really, doctors that you really trust, are seeing the same thing you are. But I'm pretty sure they probably knew yesterday and they probably know right now. And, you know, I'm sure part of their thinking is keep it under wraps as long as you can. Don't tell Carolina till you have to, but word like this will probably leak out. You know, they teams leak, agents, for instance, leak stuff to the national writers, you know, to keep on those guys' good side. So it'll probably come out through one of those guys sometime today, I would guess.
And Pete, the other factor is you have this quarterback who's been doing this now for nearly 2 months. So if your main quarterback doesn't get the chance to go, you do get Brett Hundley back out there. Hundley isn't Rodgers. I don't think anyone's making that argument, but Hundley has certainly done well enough the last 2 weeks in these two overtime wins. What have you seen from him from a progression standpoint from, say, those first few weeks to these last few weeks?
Yeah, he's definitely improved. I think as much as anything, they've, you know, slowly over that time figured out the best way to play with him. You know, even one of the things to do is to run the ball a lot, so take a lot of the pressure off him. But another thing that they learned just in this game Sunday was, you know, he ran a spread offense, read option offense in high school and in college. They never huddled up when he was at UCLA. It was just spread, read option, you know, quick reads and throws. And when they did that, you know, for the final quarter and a half or so on Sunday, he looked pretty comfortable because that's what he's done, you know, his whole career. So I think they've slowly figured out how to play with him and the different ways, you know, the different options they have to get the most out of him and use his strengths and minimize his weaknesses. So, and he did improve a lot, and he showed he can make some plays with his legs and, escape sacks. I mean, he's a big, strong guy and all that. I mean, he still has his limitations, but he improved a lot. I have trouble seeing them, you know, going to Carolina and winning with, that'll be hard enough with Rodgers at quarterback. I don't think it's happening with Hundley at quarterback. I mean, you never know. But I thought he played well early on. It looked like, I don't know about you guys, but I was questioning whether he was going to end up being good enough to be a number two. And I think by the end of his, by Sunday, he showed that he can at least be a solid number two in the league.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. The Joe Callahan talk stopped once Hundley started doing at least enough to keep his team in games. Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette, and PackersNews.com. We focus on quarterbacks, and then Ron Rivera in Carolina says yesterday, well, this is nice because it's going to be a big distraction for a bunch of people. You think he's talking about the Panthers' run game? Because I think that's a pretty key thing to stop this week.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I don't know what he was referring to there. I mean, let's face it, quarterbacks are they're everything in this league, and that's why Carolina's going to be tough to beat. Is, you know, Cam Newton can be a little erratic as a passer, but he can just kill you. He can beat you with his legs. Maybe they think that all of this will be a distraction for the Packers. I don't think it will be for the coaching staff. I doubt for the players because, I mean, this is a playoff game for the Packers. So, I don't think they'll be distracted by anything, and they'll probably, I mean, I would I sure have to think Rodgers is going to be playing this week, so they're going to have the, you know, I'm sure the Packers will pick up a little extra juice in their practice week, you know, seeing him behind center again.
Yeah, no question that just the sight is a big thing. And really, in my mind, Rodgers has tried to make that happen from a visual standpoint even before he was ready to come back. I'm curious to see your thoughts about this, but you know the world was focusing in that pregame in Pittsburgh. Rodgers walks out on the field, throws the balls deep downfield. All the NBC cameras are all over it. There's a little show in that, right? He's reminding the team that he's still around, right?
Oh, that has to be. You know, even the week before when he was on the practice field, when they know when the media is allowed into practice, and he was doing some drills with some towels, some throwing motions, using towels and all that. And that was a couple of weeks before. I think that was just a sign to his teammates, because that's all going to make all the reports, and his teammates are going to see that if they didn't notice it on the field. Just a sign to them that, hey, this, things are progressing. Yeah, and then, of course, the thing in Pittsburgh, and it's a message to the team. It's I'm sure he and McCarthy even talked about it. It's a way to keep the team, reminding them, keep winning, and the quarterback's back, and then the whole world of possibilities opens up if you're still in the playoff hunt when he's back.
Do you think that Carolina is the toughest of the three remaining? A lot of people would say the Vikings would be the Packers' toughest test remaining, but because it's at home, because it's a week farther along, I feel like that is not as difficult a test as playing the Panthers on the road. Would you agree with that?
I would. I've been thinking about this for a couple of days, and I mean, that Vikings defense is really good, so that makes them a tough team to play. But yeah, I'm in the court there. If this is the game, obviously they got to win all three, but if they win this one, at least in my mind, their odds of getting to 10 wins, shoot way up, because, for all the reasons you suggest, first game back for Rodgers, I'm just not sure how sharp he'll be. Maybe he's from watching tape and all the practice work he's been able to do. Maybe he'll be just as sharp as he was before, before he got hurt, and they have a run game that they didn't really realize they had before he got hurt, and that'll help him. So maybe there won't be any difference, but, there could be a little bit of rust, and one or two passes could be the difference in a game. So, I wonder if he'll be a little rusty. And it's a really good defense, and like I said, Cam Newton, he's not a pinpoint passer, but he is so good with his legs, he can beat you with his scrambling.
The media's version of a pinpoint passer, Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. Pete, always appreciate the insights.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kevin.
All right, that's Pete Doherty. And Pete joining us on the Schneider Orange Hot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.